This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jack here on Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell, look, a chiropractor, GAPS practitioner. He is in the know, and he's here right now to serve you.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. You can get more information about who I am at jackstockwell.com and at forbiddendoctor.com. jackstockwell.com is what I do with the nervous system in my clinic. That's what I take care of, is to normalize and balance the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous systems. I have to do it through the spine, of course. It's just, that's not what I'm really doing. That's my tool. That's my tool to bring the nervous system back into balance. And then the ForbiddenDoctor.com website is where all of our nutritional information is located, plus many, many podcasts, which I have to say, a few of them have been taken down by YouTube because they didn't think I completely followed all of Big Pharma's policies. You know, I try to as much as I can, but there's sometimes I just have to tell the truth. And Big Pharma doesn't like that. And as a result, I will have some of my podcasts removed from YouTube. But we do an awful lot with Bright Eon as well. A lot of my stuff is moving over to Bright Eon, which doesn't practice censorship. So what I want to talk about, and I'm going to come back to the subject of milk again, because I am harping on my local radio show in the Salt Lake City area that I do 3 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, about the dangers of drinking pasteurized or eating any products of pasteurized dairy. And the pasteurization of milk, according to the Journal of Food Protection, ensures the safety of human consumption by reducing the number of viable pathogenic bacteria, end quote. That was published back in 2011 by the Journal of Food Protection. And so what I want to talk about here in the first beginning part of today's show, before Doug joins me, is what does pasteurization do to the vitamins that are in milk? Now, it only makes sense when you think about the quality of milk Mother Nature would put into a cow to feed her calf, which is the primary reason for milk. In mammals, the reason we're called mammals is because we have mammary glands, male and female. It's just that in the female, it develops because of the profusion of estrogen during the adolescent period that turns a little androgynous character into a beautiful woman, or the testosterone that turns a little androgynous character into a man. But we're mammals because of mammary glands, because we're designed to feed our young milk from our mammary glands. Now, what happens when this milk is cooked? And this is a point I make almost to the point of a broken record with some of my patients, because according to the study authors, one argument against pasteurization is the destruction of selected vitamins that are present in raw milk. What is present in that milk that will take that little calf and turn it into a cow before it even begins to graze? Now, this statement of the idea that pasteurizing milk destroys the vitamins, it's not completely accurate. But I'm going to come back to it here in a moment, because the researchers were looking at studies measuring vitamins A, B1, B2, B6, B12, vitamin C, vitamin E, and folate, and eliminating a lot of the others for reasons, some of which seem very frivolous, such as not published in English, not reporting sample size, not including a standard deviation, not reporting mean values. And this is something that I always point out. When you're reviewing a study, you need to look at the methodology that was involved in the study. Is there a standard deviation? Are there mean values? What's the size of the sample? And so leaving out all of that stuff out of a lot of these studies looking at vitamin levels in articles that were published between 1936 and 2003, the researchers came up with some interesting results. Starting with the fat-soluble vitamins, studies on vitamin A were inconsistent. Two studies reported a reduction, and strangely, two reported an increase in vitamin A after pasteurization. And, of course, the question is, well, was vitamin A added to the pasteurized milk before they tested it? But the available data didn't allow the researchers to make some very important conclusions about vitamin E. Although pasteurization appears to qualitatively reduce concentrations of vitamin E, and they did not examine vitamin D. Because they said, quote, because secreted bovine milk is deficient in vitamin D based on human nutrition needs. An interesting thing to say. And vitamin K2 wasn't even on the radar screen until very recently, so the researchers did not look at that fat-soluble vitamin either. And so looking at the water-soluble vitamins, the researchers found a significant decrease for vitamins B12, B2, and folate, with a slight decrease in vitamins B1 and B6, but as for vitamin C, in the majority of trials, a big decrease in vitamin C was found after the milk had been heated. Now, if you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, out of Salt Lake City, a longtime member of the Good Day Health Show crew with Doug, and very happy to be included on a weekly basis with the things that I am allowed by the station management and whatever else to bring to the attention of Doug's audience. And because Doug is a farmer and has a farm with cattle on it and other things, he knows the importance of the importance of non-pasteurized milk and what pasteurization does to milk. But these results that I'm talking about are pretty shocking. I mean, every water-soluble vitamin decreased, some significantly, especially vitamin C. But not to worry, say the researchers, since, quote, milk is not an important source of vitamin C and folate, nor vitamin B12. Only the reduction of B2 had them a little bit worried. Quote, this is from the study. This is from the 2011. With the exception of vitamin B2, pasteurization does not appear to be a concern in diminishing the nutritive value of milk, because milk is often not a primary source of these studied vitamins in the North American diet. End quote. Or put another way, the effect of pasteurization on milk's nutritive value is minimal because many of these vitamins were naturally found in relatively low levels anyway. Now note the word, in their conclusion, the word often. Milk, quote, is not often a primary source of these studied vitamins, end quote. Now, for someone not drinking milk or drinking little milk, I suppose that would probably be true. But what about babies? What about toddlers? I mean, milk is often a primary source of these nutrients for this group. And what about a mom who worries about her children's junk food habits or their pickiness and who wants to make sure that her kids are getting at least the basics of what they need? I mean, raw milk can be a primary source of nutrients for these children, but what about vegetarians who depend on milk for vitamin B12? Because the destruction of B12 by pasteurization can be disastrous for these people, which is why I'm always telling the patients with children, not that the adults are any less important, is a product that we have, Catalin. Catalin has been around since 1929, C-A-T-A-L-Y-N. It has all the vitamins, all the minerals, and some important enzymes that the body needs on a daily basis. Not the bulk, not the calories, just the vitamins and the minerals and some very important enzymes. That's probably one of our most productive products that we sell. It's at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Under standard process, you just search for Catalin, C-A-T-A-L-Y-N. And there's a children's version for it, chewable Catalin for children. It's the same dose as the adult. It just has some cherry juice in it that makes it more palatable for kids. So I just wanted to mention that while I was thinking, because I've got an awful lot more to say about this, because the researchers did not even examine vitamin D levels on the assumption that there's not enough vitamin D in milk to satisfy human needs. Now, if that was the case, where do infant humans and animals get their vitamin D if it's not from mama's milk? I mean, the fact is that vitamin D is very difficult to measure in foods, and also vitamin D levels vary widely depending on the diet of mom and presumably the diet of the animal mother as well. Was the animal mother fed in a corral with pesticide-laced alfalfa? Or was mom out there in the rapidly growing grass, free-pastured, building her milk from those nutrients that she gives to her calf? Now, pasteurization, and it's the same thing with a human mother, because what mom has coming out of her breast milk right now was what she ate the last 24 hours. So pasteurization destroys the enzymes and the carrier proteins that are needed to absorb calcium, folate, B12, B6, vitamins A and D, iron, and a lot of other minerals. And so to absorb these nutrients in pasteurized milk, the body has to produce its own enzymes, which takes a lot of energy to do, especially in amounts that are required to ensure at least, you know, nothing less than 100% assimilation. So I want to go through these vitamins and these minerals quickly here, several of them, from various studies that tells what happens to these vitamins and these minerals in pasteurized milk. When you take a living substance as beautiful as raw milk is and kill it by pasteurizing it. And then and also I want to talk about why we pasteurize. Because pasteurization isn't to make the stuff safe for you, though that's the claim. It's to allow crappy, dirty, bloody milk into the system that won't pollute the cleaner milk with bad milk that gets in there. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I'm going to go through these vitamins and minerals in just a moment. Stick around.
Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. The folks at Calitrin are having what's called a President's Day meltdown. What's the scoop here, Elizabeth?
Calitrin works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. It's revving up your metabolism all over. It's also repairing joint pain. It's also helping with sleep and energy levels, all around just working to rev up your metabolism. And then it's got another product in there called Belly Blast.
By the way, this meltdown package is available now. Normal price is close to $400. You can buy it right now at $225 by going to toploss.com. If you want to be just like me when you grow up, you'll take the Calitrin. I take the Detox, the Belly Blaster. Yeah, that's good. So help yourself to savings. Go to toploss.com. And when you're there, you might find one of the counselors. It's Calitrin and all the related products that we're talking about here with Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin at toploss.com. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com in Salt Lake City. So I've been telling you about reading from this study that came out back in 2011 that talks about what happens to vitamin levels that are present or used to be present in raw milk before it gets pasteurized. So this is in the Journal of Food Protection. It was published back in 2011. And they're trying to kind of make it easy on the milk industry by saying, yes, there's a decrease in these things, but milk wasn't that big a source of these things anyway. Most of these other nutrients you get from your different kinds of foods. And of course, the first thought that went across my mind when I read that is why has nature set up in mammals for the newborn, young, to suckle from the mother's milk, whether it's cat milk, sheep milk, elephant milk, horse milk, cow milk. These things are designed in a raw state to take that newborn animal and turn it into an adult, eventually anyway. All right, so vitamin C. This is from Pediatrics 2001. Raw milk, but not pasteurized, can resolve scurry. Without doubt, the explosive increase in infantile scurvy during the latter part of the 19th century coincided with the advent of the use of heated milk. That's from Pediatrics, a peer review. Well, with Pediatrics, you can imagine what this medical journal is designed to reach. That's at 2001. Studies from Randley Farms, very important, on calcium. Longer and denser bones on raw milk as they studied calves. They studied calves that were fed pasteurized raw milk, calves that were fed pasteurized milk. Unfortunately, calves that were fed condensed milk, which hardly it shouldn't even have the word milk in the title, condensed milk. These calves died within a month of being fed condensed milk. Folate, an important B vitamin. Carrier protein inactivated during pasteurization, the Journal of Nutrition, 1982. Vitamin B12, the binding protein that allows the vitamin B12 in milk. And remember, vitamin B12 only comes from animal sources. Vitamin B12 in milk, the carrier protein that takes it into your cells for use, is completely inactivated by pasteurization. Vitamin B6. Animal studies that this is from, again, the Randley Farm study, and they showed that B6 poorly absorbs into calves from pasteurized milk. vitamin A. This is from the American Journal of Nutrition, 1989. Beta-lactoglobulin, a heat-sensitive protein in milk, increases intestinal absorption of vitamin A. Heat degrades vitamin A. That's not only in the American Journal of Nutrition, it's in the Journal of Agricultural Food Chemistry of 2000. Vitamin D. Present in milk bound to lactoglobulins, pasteurization cuts acidification in half. From the Journal of Nutrition, 1981. And then iron. Lactoferrin, which is a transport mechanism of iron, and it contributes to your ability to absorb iron, is destroyed during pasteurization. Children who drink only pasteurized milk tend towards anemia anyway. And then minerals. The minerals are bound to proteins, and they're inactivated by pasteurization. This is the British Journal of Nutrition, 2000. Lactobacilli, destroyed by pasteurization, enhances mineral absorption. So when it's destroyed, there goes mineral absorption. I got a couple more things I want to share with you regarding the pasteurization of milk. And then another question, what's so bad about ice cream? So I'm going to talk about ice cream here in a few minutes after the next break. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com, and we'll be back in just a moment.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The governor of Ohio says people across the state came together in the aftermath of Friday's killer tornadoes. Republican Mike DeWine toured some of the damage on Friday in the north central part of the state. Three people died in one tornado.
Indian Lake community will come back. That's the message I got from everybody.
The suspect in last month's fatal beating of a Georgia nursing student is asking for a jury trial. 26-year-old Jose Ibarra is in custody for the death of 22-year-old Lakin Riley. Officials say Riley's body was found in a wooded area near the University of Georgia. A new study says more U.S. teens are experimenting with a psychoactive drug called Delta 8. At least one or two students in every average-size high school class had tried the drug last year. Delta 8 is a chemical compound found in cannabis and hemp plants. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Dr. Jack Stockwell as we continue here on Good Day Health.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. You're listening to me, Dr. Jack Stockwell, at jackstockwell.com. I'm in Salt Lake City. I offer free consultations for the work that I do. And you can contact through the chat page at jackstockwell.com. And we also have a symptom survey that one of the best nutritionists I have ever run across that works in the clinic with me, Trudy, we'll take the results of your symptom survey and give you a call for up to 30 minutes. Here's what we found. Here's what we think you need to do. And an interesting thing about that is that a lot of people, until something stops working, they're not aware that that particular organ in the body is getting weaker and weaker and weaker. All of a sudden you have a heart attack. All of a sudden you have a stroke. All of a sudden you can't digest your proteins anymore. All of a sudden, you've got these pains in your stomach that is very difficult to diagnose because everything else seems all right, but there's something growing inside there. I don't mean the C word. I mean just a problem that's growing that's very difficult to diagnose. All of a sudden, you can't poop anymore. All of a sudden, you can't have sex anymore. But up to that all of a sudden moment, things seem to be okay. These are the results of long-term malnutrition. I honestly believe, in my experience with over 20,000 patients, the majority of problems that afflict mankind are simply malnutrition. Not just getting things you don't want in your foods, but not getting the things that you do need by eating, the majority of your foods from a commercial source. That's why I'm always pushing Catalan with my patients. Pushing isn't the right word. That's the answer I'm given when people say, well, is there something else I can do? Yes, you can subsidize. You can subsidize the meals that you're eating with something that has been around, developed in 1929 by the oldest supplement company in America, Standard Process. It's available at a better than Amazon price at ForbiddenDoctor.com, C-A-T-A-L-Y-N, for adults and for children. Now, despite all the assurances that we get out there from the apologists that pasteurized milk is better for you than anything else, when you heat treat nature's perfect food, it has a negative effect on the amount of nutrients and their availability, a profoundly negative effect. And one more thing, most of the studies the researchers had available were for regular pasteurization, not for the new big fad out there, the ultra-high temperature pasteurization, ultra-pasteurized. So in most milk today, even organic milk, if it's ultra-pasteurized, I don't think it's beyond the realm of possibility that that extra 20 degrees that goes from 160 Fahrenheit to 180 Fahrenheit pretty well kills everything else that's in that milk. And what emerges is a story of the most colossal waste. I mean, think of the nutrients that our growing children are not getting but should be getting because we pasteurize. Now, there's half of the states in the union allow raw milk. And one of the most beautiful things about raw milk is raw milk will last in a very cold refrigerator longer than pasteurized milk will. Because Mother Nature put into that milk the very chemicals, the very important enzymes to keep that stuff fresh that has a powerful antibacterial effect to preserve the quality of that milk. All right, I think I've probably hammered that point enough. I occasionally when I get that inner urge and desire and craving, I will go to one of the local stores in the Salt Lake County area that sells raw milk and get a gallon. It'll take me about a week to drink it. But I'm telling you, when I drink raw milk, I feel like I am drinking life. A big glass of pasteurized milk, which I never do anymore, because I'd always get a little bit of a headache afterwards. All right, so in the time that's left, I kind of want to hit eating ice cream. Do you eat it by the pint? Do you eat it by the quart? Do you eat it by the half gallon? There was an article not too long ago in the Wall Street Journal that was called Eating a Whole Pint of Ice Cream is Okay Now. Now, there are the best of intentions kind of diets that goes something like this, you know, breakfast of dry toast, a cup of coffee, lunch with a salad with fat-free dressing, an afternoon snack because you're starving by this time of a candy bar, and then a dinner of dry baked fish and some dry broccoli. And by 8 o'clock in the evening, you are so starved for fat that you go to the freezer and you might eat a whole quart. In some cases, maybe even half a gallon of ice cream that's looking at you from the freezer. Now, if that quart of ice cream is Häagen-Dazs, it's going to contain about the same amount of saturated fat as 1 1/3 sticks of butter. Now, I'm not saying that's bad. I mean, that's the amount of fat that's in there. And if you're going to get the saturated fat that you need from ice cream, then I suppose Häagen-Dazs is as good a way as any because it's the most natural ice cream out there on the market. And it contains the most cream from the research I've been able to do. The ingredients in chocolate ice cream are cream, skim milk, sugar, cocoa processed with alkali, and egg yolk. That's it. But remember, you're also going to be getting about a cup of sugar in a quart of ice cream, and double that if you eat a whole half gallon. And you're also going to be eating some antifreeze that's very toxic to the kidneys, and the food labeling laws do not require antifreeze to be listed on commercial ice cream. and it's in there, why would they put that? What, so they don't want to freeze? No, they do want it to get hard, but not so hard that it doesn't have a certain softness to it that you can dig through it with a spoon. That's why they put antifreeze in there, to keep ice cream soft. So the point is, if your body is so starving for fat that you might wolf down a whole quart of ice cream in one sitting or one standing, why not just eat some wholesome butter? I mean, without all that sugar throughout the day. I mean, I guarantee if you eat a high-fat breakfast, eggs, bacon, and some sourdough toast soaking wet with butter, and you use real olive oil and high-fat cheeses on your salad at lunch, and you smother your fish and broccoli and melted butter for dinner, you won't even be thinking about going to the freezer for ice cream. And if you do, you might get a bite or two because you have no desire for anything more than that. And by eating plenty of butter throughout the day, you don't have to deal with a lot of the other kinds of problems that begin to show up as a result of some guilt and gluttonous feeling of eating so much ice cream. But now the food manufacturers have come up with a way to get you to ice cream, eat ice cream without the feeling of guilt. It's called low-calorie, high-protein ice cream. It's pioneered by a company called Halo Top. I don't know if it's in your listening area, but I'm familiar with it. And it's manufactured by Breyers and Arctic Zero and Enlightened. Imagine that, Enlightened ice cream. And although a serving is officially half a cup, and who eats only half a cup of ice cream, they show the calories of 280 per pint for four servings on its carton. And on the very bottom, it says, save the bowl. Stop when you hit the bottom. I think that's cute. I just like the concept of being able to eat a whole pint. One of my patients said, almost too good to be true. This stuff, you got, Dr. Jack, you've got to see this stuff. She doesn't feel guilty about eating her favorite chocolate chip cookie dough flavor because it only has 400 calories compared to the same pint container of Ben and Jerry's that has 1,120 calories of the same flavor. I mean, she says, you know, I could eat three of these and get the same amount of calories as one pint of Ben and Jerry's. Plus, she says it's healthy. Finally, healthy ice cream that tastes like ice cream. I'm not joking. I'm serious. So what are these best ingredients? Well, this is from the carton. Milk and cream. And it's interesting they say milk and cream. Milk and cream, eggs, erythritol, you know, manufactured sugar, prebiotic fiber, milk protein concentrate, organic cane sugar, high-fat cocoa, vegetable glycerin, sea salt, organic carob gum, organic guar gum, and organic stevia. Now, as I said, the first thing is milk and cream. Now, when you put these two things together, you have no idea how much of that is cream. See, if they listed milk and cream separately, cream would be further down the list. But when they say milk and cream, they can list it as number one. Oh, just part of the things with food labeling laws they can get away with. So they don't have to list cream as a minor ingredient in the label. And we know it's a minor ingredient because there's only 4 grams of saturated fat in a pint, which translates to about 1.5 teaspoons of butter fat. So the milk, of course, is probably pasteurized or ultra-pasteurized skim milk. Then come the eggs, whole eggs, not egg yolk. Remember that the white of an egg can be highly allergenic for some people. When some people say they have an allergy to eggs, it's almost the white. People hardly ever have a problem with the yolk. And then the third ingredient is erythritol, which is always described as some harmless low-calorie sweetener. And note that there are 3 sweeteners in this, low and non-caloric sweeteners, and the others regular cane sugar. And then the way they cut the amount of real sugar in half is to get, that's how they get the low calorie status. But erythritol, which is a sugar alcohol, is produced industrially, beginning with the, using enzymes to convert the starch that's in, genetically modified corn to generate glucose, which is sugar. And this is similar to the process where manufacturers will ferment starch from corn to make high fructose corn syrup. So erythritol then undergoes a second fermentation process that uses yeast and a fungus to transform the glucose into a sugar alcohol, which is why erythritol for some people can cause some real digestive problems. From the American Dietetic Association, quote, all sugar alcohols are absorbed slowly and incompletely from the intestine by passive diffusion. Therefore, an excessive load may cause diarrhea. Incomplete absorption causes indirect metabolism of sugar alcohols via fermentative degradation by the intestinal flora. What does that mean? It just means sugar alcohols are not broken down in the stomach. So they enter the intestinal tract. And it's here that this passive diffusion takes place, meaning that the presence of a sugar alcohol draws water into the bowel, which leads to fermentation of the wrong kind of bacteria and a resultant partial breakdown of the sugar alcohol that doesn't completely get broken down, that can result in severe cramping and diarrhea. And children are especially sensitive to gastrointestinal side effects. And children who regularly consume alcohols, we know, have an increased incidence of childhood obesity. And then other problems that can occur include candida overgrowth, metabolic acidosis. I mean, these are the headaches, increased blood sugar, the effect of eating this stuff because it's so low in fat. Now, what makes a good tasting ice cream good is the content of the fat, the dairy fat that's in there, and the butter fat. And a really good ice cream is going to be around 13 to 14% butter fat. That's what makes it so delicious. As they decrease the butter fat and put in artificial sugars, they're trying to convince your brain that you've got something really good. Now, there's several other things I can talk about this. But what's important is, again, read the labels. Just read the labels. And I suggest the use of Catalin. Now, in a few minutes, I'm going to be joining Doug. We have a lot of podcasts at Good Day Health. healthshow.com/podcasts. Also at forbiddendoctor.com under my podcast, a myriad of subjects. So I'm going to be joining Doug here, the two of us together, to finish off the show for this week. Thank you for your listenership. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. This is the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Elizabeth Miller is here. She knows all about losing weight for sure. She knows how Calitrin works. And because we are in the President's time, if you will, President's Day, President's Week, President's Month, the folks at Calitrin are having what's called a President's Day 90-day meltdown. So how do people take advantage? There are other products. Calitrin is the one we know the best because it works in a fabulous way, helps millions of people, literally millions of people around the country and around the world. What's the scoop here, Elizabeth?
This is so exciting because it does contain other products in it. So Calitrin works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. It's revving up your metabolism all over. It's also repairing joint pain. It's also helping with sleep and energy levels, all around just working to rev up your metabolism.
By the way, this meltdown package is available now. Normal price is close to $400. You can buy it right now at $225 by going to toploss.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's time for Dr. Jack Stockwell to join Dr. Doug Steffen. It seems Jack has more degrees in... Jay, do you find it surprising that Jack has more degrees in medicine than I do? But I can
You know what? I feel like that sounds about right.
Really?
As expected. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So anyway, Jack... Jack has been associated with this program for a long time, long enough to know me when I'm teasing and when I am not. We have actually a great friendship, and I'm thankful for Jack being in my life and the ability to share him with you on the program, the Good Day program, Good Day Networks, the Good Day Health shows. And I want to sort of underscore what we do here with our medical experts, Jack and Ken, offering timely advice. It's different from each perspective. But it is something, we have so many of these podcasts and so much useful information, from keeping your prostate healthy to your diet, to risks of Alzheimer's, what it is, the foods that make you fat, all of these sorts of things are discussed in detail when Jack is here and when Ken is here. So check it out. Every week there's new material at GoodDayHealthShow.com. I'm very, as I said, appreciative of Jack being here and has the ability to talk about things like daylight savings time. We were just talking about this before we went on the air in this portion of the program and what a crock it is for people. But that's just, everybody's got real experiences. Let me ask you a question
about that. Okay. You travel cross country constantly, back and forth, Boston, yeah. L.A., L.A., Boston, Boston, L.A., a three-hour difference. Yeah. How devastating is that for you when you get off the plane with a three-hour difference, either early or late?
Makes no difference whatsoever.
That's 3 hours. That's 3 hours.
Yeah. And I do it in a three-day cycle. So I'm usually, and my trips are out on, like this week, Friday afternoon, I go out, and I'll come back Monday afternoon, and you won't know where I am unless I tell you where I am. I don't sound any different.
Yeah.
I don't feel any differently.
When you do that, do you have to go sequester yourself from everybody and everything and go try and get a three-hour nap one way or the other to make up for it? There's a whole bunch of other things that are afflicting the health of Americans that when the time change comes around likes to get the blame for it to take attention off the real problem.
Well, real I was just talking about the cost of drugs. I know you heard me talking about all big pharma suing the federal government because the government's trying to regulate the price of drugs. And with you and your practice, you're trying to regulate the use of drugs, too, by not using drugs. There's a difference. Maybe that's the solution to the problem. Not cutting the prices down, but having people pay attention to guys like you, men and women who have enough education in these areas to be dangerous and to put out the easiest recipe for staying healthy is to take vitamin D, for example. Make sure there's plenty of that in your system and, you know, a lot of other stuff that is all natural. And then stay away from things like breakfast cereals. You and I were just talking off the air how I've sort of gone back to I haven't eaten breakfast cereals for a long time because I couldn't find the milk that I wanted. I couldn't find real milk. And so now I can find it. And so I admit to having some, I had Cheerios the other day. I had some gluten-free, I don't remember what the heck the stuff was, but oats, I think, at any rate. But this whole business about the Kellogg CEO says we should have cereal for dinner. I don't think so.
If you want to save money, if you want to save grocery costs, because they're up 26% over
James,
the last
this is for you. James is worried about the cost of groceries. So.
This is the CEO of Kellogg's, Gary Pilnick, and he's saying, well, since the food income has gone up, the expense for food has gone up considerably, why don't we just eat cereal for dinner? Never mind the fact that Kellogg's highly processed cereal does not resemble actual food in any way. The high amounts of sugar, the glyphosate, the Fruit Loops, the Frosted Flakes, the Rice Krispies. And he's come under a lot of fire for this. You might as well. Why don't you do this? Why don't you get a whole bunch of McDonald's burgers or get a bag of Doritos and a 2-liter bottle of Coke and split that around the family for dinner?
Yum!
I mean, nobody should be doing that either. But you might be better off doing that than eating these breakfast cereals. Cereals that are loaded with crap. It's just shocking somebody would come out and say this.
Well, but he's trying to sell his product, so people can come up with any justification for anything. You know, they say they have the facts on their side. Fruit Loops, Rice Krispies, yay! Yeah, maybe not. All right, so there's Jack with his overview of a couple of things, including daylight savings time and let them eat flakes. Jack Stockwell with Doug Steffen.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.